At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WEEI Afternoons, broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. There's a very nice F-Series truck, actually, right outside the door of the studio that I would look good in. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. Ted Johnson was down at Patriots minicamp this week, and like any good movie series, if you're going to have a first and then a sequel, you got to have a third, you got to have a trilogy. So we had Mike Vrabel, we had Robert Spillane. Now we have an interesting third-year player, defensive lineman, who I'm not sure is as good as he thinks he is, and we can talk about that on the backside of the interview. He did tie for the team lead in sacks last year with 5. It was heavily weighted towards the beginning of the season, and he seemed to fall out of love with the coaches, the situation, the defense. Keon White, one-on-one with Ted Johnson from Patriots minicamp.
It's time for a TED Talk.
There's a football player, that Ted Johnson.
Smack down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Stories from on and off the field from three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson scrapes right into Jerome Bettis' face and puts him on his back.
This guy is going to be one of the best inside linebackers in football.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Ted Johnson and another defensive hardo coming up here. Keon White. We'll see if Teddy is sizing up Keon if you watch on Twitch. There was not.
So Keon White, Keon, how's it going? But how did the last 2 days go for you?
It's pretty good. Just I'm figuring it out. The coaches are figuring me out. So it's like a give and take relationship.
Yeah. How's it been with Vrabel, old teammate of mine? How's he helping you get better at your job?
I like him because he's a hard ass. So, like, I really don't like a buddy, everybody's kumbaya and coach.
Okay.
And so he's like, the first thing is work. And if we get off the work, like, if we lead with work, then everything else will take care of itself.
Okay. And you're not afraid of that?
Yeah, no, I respect that.
Well, good. Some new additions, Milton Williams. How's it been working with him on the D-line?
It's been good. Another guy similar in age, me and him, so like we kind of feed off each other. He's really good at what he does, so we compete in everything we do, whether it be the weight room, whether it be out here, who's going to get to the quarterback first. And I feel like iron sharpens iron.
Iron does sharpen iron. What are your expectations for this defense? A lot of additions in the offseason, already some nice pieces with you and Christian. What are your expectations for this defense this year?
My only expectation is to be better today than we were yesterday, for real. That's the only thing we can do.
That sounds good. And what are your plans for the next 5 weeks? You going anywhere fun? Are you going to chill? What are you going to be doing?
I'm a chill. I don't really do too much around this time, like the June and July time. Because that's like we're too close to the season. I'm going to get on my diet, get my body right, everything like that.
Do they still have weight limits that you got to come in on? Is there a certain weight that they want you at?
Yeah.
What, so, are you comfortable at that weight?
Or? Yeah, it's 285, so I always play around 280, 285.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right. Does he have you doing any stuff with hand fighting? Does he got you working with anybody with that kind of stuff?
Coach Smith does a good job, so he lets the coaches be the coaches. So my coach, Mike Smith, he does a good job of coaching us all up to do what we need to do.
Okay. And what are your expectations for yourself personally this year? What do you want to see out of your game?
Same thing, just be better today than I was yesterday, every day.
Keon, thanks, man. Good luck, okay?
Ted Johnson and Keon White, not exactly a man of a lot of words. Hopefully he's a man of action. Bit of a badass. I mean, Ted, you were standing there, eyeing him up, sizing him up. He's an impressive physique.
There's an intensity to the young man that you don't see. And everybody, I mean, both the guys interviewed, both Robert Spillane and him. Keon's got a little bit different energy, but they take their jobs very, very serious, as they should. But Keon's on another level. So he is all business. He likes hard coaching. He likes that tough environment. And when he said that to me, I was kind of like, kind of laughing, like maybe he's going to laugh. He's being dead serious. So, I mean, I'd like to see more. This is what I'd like to see more of. I would like to see more sacks on the quarterback other than just a power rush. Can we, the hips, I do feel a little bit. So I feel like he's a little bit of a poor man's Jadeveon Clowney, okay, where it's power.
Yep.
Gets up under you, drives you back. But what's the secondary move? What's the third move? I mean, the guys that are the best at getting to the quarterback have second and third moves when their first one doesn't work. I like to see that from Keon and see his, just kind of his pass rush take it to another level. They need him, and I feel like he has a body type that is he a D tackle? He almost feels like a little undersized for that, but he's almost too big for an outside linebacker. So he's 6'5", 285. So it's kind of like in that tweener. He's more really just a pure defensive end, in my opinion. So, but I'd like to see him get to the quarterback a little bit more. And I'd like to see him in moments, key moments of the game, kind of just keep his wits about him. He had two or three personal fouls on hits on the quarterback last year that I don't have any tolerance for that. I don't. There's no excuse for it. The quarterback, two steps. You know when the ball's out, you got to pull up, and nobody's worth that kind of punitive penalty for your team. So I'd like to see him just kind of keep that out of his repertoire as well.
Yeah, Keon White last year, the expectations were super high based off of the 2023 season. And then what happened was the defense completely fell apart. You had guys like Jelani Tavai playing out of place because Juwan Bentley got knocked out after a great first game against Cincinnati. And I feel like he was trying to tell us without telling us what he intimated to you, Ted, about the whole, I don't like buddy-buddy coaches, I like dead serious coaches, that he didn't like the coaching staff. They were playing him out of position last year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sheer. He talked about even wanting to move on if he had to. Like, I feel like if he's able
to
have
the... He did intimate that. You're right.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he absolutely
did.
More than intimated.
Yeah,
he
right.
Came
more
out
than
and said, like, you're right. Basically, like, this is a mess. And if I could tell you guys really everything going on, I would. I think he was on cleanup duty, not like Robert Spillane cleaning up the middle of the field. Basically, just hold the fort because there's no Barmore and obviously no Milton Williams at that time. But there just was no talent on the field. He's got a chance.
Dead last in sacks last year.
Yep. And you know the crazy thing is, Ted, they had 19 on the season. They got exactly half in one game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Against the Bears. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
And, like, that pass rush last year was every bit as anemic and pathetic as their pass protection was on the other side. I'm not betting Andy this year that he has double-digit sacks, but you see a much different Keon White this year.
You guys, one of the key indicators that used to be a thing, I don't know how much in the last few years, but not too long ago, an indicator of how good your team was and how far it went was if you were one of the top teams in sacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those stats that if you have a team that can get to the quarterback, it usually translates to wins and playoff runs.
Well, I would say your former teammate believes that since the first two things he talked about at Gillette Stadium when he took the job was protecting our quarterback and impacting the other team's quarterback.
Yeah.
Like he said, those are basically his two priorities, protect. And I would assume he's basing it off of some of that quarterback being affected by the pass rush, whether defensively as a positive for you or offensively as a negative for you, directly correlates to winning.
So theoretically, the Patriots this offseason have picked up, via free agency, two players, one on offense and one on defense, that you quote-unquote have to game plan for. One, you would think maybe Steph Diggs, mm-hmm. If he's at the height of a Super Bowl, if he can still be the old Steph Diggs, you will game plan for him. And the other one's Milton Williams. Where you might have to slide your line to double-team Milton Williams. That means the other three guys on the line are going to get one-on-one blocks. And are those guys going to make plays when Milton Williams is getting double-teamed?
And that's where – so it's clear that Keon White didn't like the coaching staff last year, didn't like how he was being utilized, didn't like the environment put forth by Mayo. He didn't say Mayo, but he said, I got a hard ass now, and I didn't like the kumbaya guy who's going to be your friend. But I teased it leading into this. I think Keon White has a really high opinion of how good he is. And I personally haven't seen that play itself out with any consistency on a football field. He's physical. He's violent. He's strong. But in terms of putting it together as an impactful snap after snap player, he hasn't done it. And if he doesn't do it this year, playing next to Christian Barmore and Milton Williams and the coverage behind him from Christian Gonzalez and Carlton Davis, then I'm going to be kind of done with him talking himself up.
And Landry and Chasen and Swinson. I mean, like, the line should be loaded up significantly.
But those guys are going to, in my opinion, get their opportunities because of the Milton Williams
and Barmore.
Christian Barmore and those guys.
Real quick update. Back to baseball for just one quick second. Lineup is out. And once again, Roman Anthony is playing in right field and hitting fifth.
I like it. Hey, Alex Cora, I like what you're doing. Take your young players, put them in one position, one spot in the order, and just let them go win you some baseball games. See? He does listen to us.
I like
picking up on the ideas we're sharing with him here.
Wait, but have we reached the point in WEEI afternoons after the Breslow meeting where everything changes?
That's a good point. We do need to wait to see what the lineup looks like when they actually take the field at 7 o'clock tonight, because things do have a way of changing here in Fenway Park when Alex Cora is with us, right? We've learned that lesson a little bit. Okay,
yep.
So you're right. I'll pump the brakes, as
2:30 and 4:30 are a long time away when we're
in this world at Fenway Park. Up next here at WEEI Afternoons, we need to slide in a little bit of Bill Belichick, because there was a story in The Athletic.
And he spoke today.
I didn't know he spoke today.
I got some quotes.
Oh, we got some audio from Bill Belichick?
Not audio. I just can read you some quotes. I mean, there might be audio. Okay. We'll look for it. But yeah, I think he spoke at practice under the UNC logo.
Oh, he still coaches football? I thought he was just like an influencer that walked the red carpet with a hot chick and just, you know, did
he was
Instagram.
Talking about all the noise and how he's just there to coach football and make his team better.
We're going to talk about that next, and I'm going to be angry with it here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.